know what song.
Oh, you didn't hear the song. That's right.
That's right. He can't hear the song.
He can't hear the song. I'm sorry. It's inch by inch, row by row.
It's playing in the background.
That was Dave Mallett.
Yeah. You're practically your neighbor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. We wrote about him in People, Places, and Plants. Alan Russell wrote a feature about him.
Yes, yes, you did. Yeah. Back in the day. Well, welcome back to Garden Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. We're talking to Paul Tukey, movie star, producer.
Wow, I never
author,
thought of you as a movie
eco-terrorist and radical. I saw that on an email the other day, too.
Yeah, and questionably will be captured by the Canadians and held without bail.
Probably.
You know, and you're a brave man, Paul.
Well, it's amazing how you know, emotional people get about their lawns and the fact that a dandelion might grow on them. It really is. I testified maybe 3 weeks ago now to the New Hampshire legislature, because New Hampshire is considering becoming the first state in this country to ban what we call cosmetic pesticides. These pesticides are weed killers, insecticides, fungicides used on the lawn and garden. Those are what the Canadians call cosmetic. And the chemical industry, just they get so angry to if you even suggest that their products are dangerous.
It's called market share.
there's a lot of money. You know, usually you follow the money, Paul, and there's a lot of money tied up in this, really a lot.
$40 billion if you take golf courses and the whole industry of pesticides, fertilizers. It is a lot of money. And my message is, I'm not here to put anybody out of business. I'm just here to talk about a different way of doing business. And I think I know you two are from the industry, and so is Scott, and none of us want to see the green industry suffer in any way at all. We just want to see people be healthy and have beautiful gardens and lawns.
And there's a way to embrace it. This is what bugs me. There is a way to embrace with a branded product.
Well, the key problem in all that is, with organics, it's often an herb or something like that you would use. And just like with stevia, there is no, you can't take out a patent on a plant.
No.
So these gigantic companies can't make money on patents.
No, you can't.
And so there's a real conflict going on as long as you can, and the only way they can get a patent on a seed or on anything else is by either putting up a hybrid or an F1 hybrid, and so then they can have a patent on that. But an open pollinated, they really can't get patents on that.
Well, you know, that is true. However, we do have trusted brands. People will follow a brand because they've been following it forever,
mm-hmm.
and they trust brand, a four-step program. All that company has to do is to embrace the better one.
Something new.
And still, you know, there's enough of money in it for everyone because everybody wants a green one.
And it seems to me the three of us sat on a marketing panel for one of these big companies who shall remain nameless, but I share my first name with them. And we read a Riot Act. And I'm rereading Carson's Silent Spring. And I'm looking and the bad guys are really gone. She got rid of DDT, she got rid of Aldrin, she got rid of Dieldrin. She has almost a half chapter in there on 2,4-D. And here is this most commonly used pesticide and herbicide in the United States that people spread all over their lawns with wild abandon. Here's a lady talking about it in 1961, and here we are 40-plus years later still talking about this, and the conversation hasn't moved forward much.
And if you'd like to be part of this conversation or you don't
even
know...
Are you just curious what we're talking about?
Or just curious, we invite you to go to Trinity College tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. To view a chemical reaction. It really is an eye-opening film. And, you know, my lawn, my gardens have been organic for plenty of years. They weren't always that way. I love to use urea in March right about this time. My lawn was as green as any shamrock, but so was the stream down the road.
Exactly.
And I think we've all been there. We've all come from this culture.
I tell people a lot of the times when I'm doing like the sneak preview you guys went to, I tell people, okay, who here has sprayed And then I put my hand up, and surprise, I'm the only one in the room.
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, well, if you got me and Tukey together, I guarantee you, between the two of us, we've outdone every one of you put together with the amount of pesticides we put down. The thing is, because of that, we've learned lessons. Because of having done that, we've had reactions. We've seen firsthand. We've felt physical effects.
Paul, we've got a few minutes left. Would you like to summarize tomorrow's event?
Well, I think, again, we have a reception at 1 o'clock. Anybody is welcome to come on in. It's a great networking opportunity. As Scott said, you're going to see some of the leaders of the organic movement in the state of Connecticut will be there. And how often do you get an hour where you can just ask them any question you want to? Great food from some great local practitioners, a lot of donations. There are going to be door prizes. Coast of Maine Organics just dropped off a pallet of worm compost. I'd like to actually steal it for myself, but I won't.